Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. On today's report, we will check in with Specialized Real Estate Group. The Fayetteville developer has moved one step closer to beginning construction of a new mixed-use project in downtown Bentonville. We'll also talk healthcare with leaders from the Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families and the Arkansas Foundation for Medical Care. And a topping-off ceremony is set for a $16.5 million project in Bentonville. That's all straight ahead today on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology. With opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's one-c-o-m-m.com.
Fayetteville Developer Specialized Real Estate Group has received approval from the Bentonville Planning Commission for a large-scale mixed-use project in downtown Bentonville. In a 7-0 vote, planners approved the proposal for the development on Southeast 2nd Street called Park Central. The project will also have frontage to Central Avenue just east of the downtown square. The company's plans for the site include construction of 25 two-story townhomes, each with one or two bedrooms set above garages. This is the second Bentonville project for Specialized Real Estate Group, whose Fayetteville portfolio includes the Uptown Fayetteville development just off Joyce Boulevard. The company's multi-million dollar project near the corner of Central and Southeast J Streets in Bentonville is well underway, and that will add 263 apartments to the market, blended with a mixture of office, retail, or commercial tenants. If you missed it on Sunday morning on Talk Business and Politics, Roby Brock welcomed Ray Hanley and Marquita Little to the program. Hanley is the CEO of the Arkansas Foundation for Medical Care, and Little is the Health Policy Director for Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families. Their discussion included analysis of a new study from the Urban Institute on the state's Medicaid expansion program, Arkansas Works, and how that will be impacted by a new federal work requirement. In March, Arkansas became the third state granted a federal waiver allowing it to require some Medicaid expansion beneficiaries to work. The state has been implementing the work requirement for the past 2 months, and enrollees in the Arkansas Works program began reporting their work activities June 1st.
I think one of the things that really stood out to me was the level of detail where they were really able to narrow it down and look at barriers like internet access and transportation barriers. So it really, I think, added to the conversation that we've already been having in the state about how to prepare for the new work requirement that'll be implemented.
Takeaway for me, and Ray, I want to get your take on this, was just that the universe that we're talking about is not that big. Oh, when yeah. you really look at it, it was I think 31,000 were in what was group two, which would be potentially non-exempt but already working. Right. 39,000 in group three that are potentially non-exempt and not working. Did it strike you as odd that it wasn't a bigger universe out there?
I thought it was understated, and it's probably going to be a little larger than that, but probably not by a lot.
What is the Where do you think these folks are located? Judging from the Institute study, it seems like they're everywhere. Urban populations, rural populations. I think the myth has been that a lot of these workers are in rural, mm-hmm. underserved parts of the state.
I think it's spread across the state. I mean, obviously more in urban areas than rural. I think the challenges are probably going to be a little greater in rural areas because of transportation and internet logistics. But that's what we as a state are gearing up to try to help them overcome those barriers. At AFMC, we're making 1,600 calls a day right now to people that are subject to these work requirements to educate them on what's expected and try to steer them to resources they need to overcome some of these obstacles.
What's been, obviously not to violate any client privilege there, but what's been the feedback from that education process?
A lot of people were not aware of it yet. They don't necessarily, you know, read the, you know, mainstream news, and that it was going to be a requirement was a surprise to some people, but that's why we're making the effort here on the front end to reach them, mm-hmm. and educate them on behalf of DHS.
Anything happening through your organization, Marquita, on that front too?
Absolutely. So we've been engaging in some outreach and education too, really for months leading up to what will be the work requirement going live in June. And so we've actually been working at the kind of community organization level. So things like shelters, homeless shelters, providing the staff with information, trying to make sure that they feel comfortable on walking people through the work requirement and how to comply with it. And so we're going to be continuing that process. The state has also reached out, I would think, to our organization as well as several others and provided us with some information that we can share in terms of outreach. You know, as Ray mentioned, the biggest thing here is making sure that people are aware of the work requirement. And the study, of course, highlights that the great majority of people will meet an exemption category, but those people who are exempt still have to understand what the process is that they'll have to go through in order to successfully take advantage of one of those qualifying exemptions.
No internet access, lack of transportation resources, sometimes in some areas of the state, really not enough jobs to even right. go apply for. Are those legitimate arguments, Ray?
Well, I think the Urban Institute was somewhat biased and obviously is not supportive of this. But I think if you look at how well organized this is compared to other states, you know, 80 hours of activity, it doesn't have to work. It can be, you know, education, schooling, community involvement, volunteerism. There are things that they can do to satisfy this requirement. So I think even in rural areas, there we can make this work. And I think you have to go back, you know, last year when this was, the program was reauthorized, refunded. No, it took a 75% vote. You know, Governor Hutchison literally had to thread a needle to get that. And I think the ability to get this refunded at that supermajority took rebranding it from private option to Arkansas Works and making it somewhat more conservative with these work requirements. That's what got the votes, that's what's kept the coverage, and the challenge now is for us to make this successful. Arkansas is going to be the first. I read today Kentucky's bragging they will be starting July. Not true.
Never want,
Arkansas starts,
come on now.
Arkansas starts tomorrow. I think this is pretty well thought out, particularly the involvement of workforce services, the technology's there, and again, AFMC's there as a partner. I think that the challenge and the mission is to make it successful.
Yeah. Give you the last word on this, Marquita.
I completely understand the political environment, which was a lot of the motivation, in my opinion, behind moving forward the work requirement. But I think there's a larger conversation here about what people really need in order to connect to meaningful employment, in order to be able to address issues of poverty in our state. And so I think the bigger question is this what people need? Is this the right way to go about supporting families?
And you can see that entire interview with Ray Hanley and Marquita Little on our sister website at talkbusiness.net. Finally today, a quick calendar note for you. On June 29th at 11 a.m., that's a Friday morning, officials will hold a topping off ceremony at the Bentonville construction site of the Helen R. Walton Children's Enrichment Center and the Early Childhood Initiative Center. The new $16.5 million facility is going up on Northeast J Street, just south of the entrance to the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. So be sure and mark your calendar for that event. And that's all the time we have today for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.